SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, fellow humans. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of relatable reality. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial, the power of positive self-talk. Ever notice how those little voices in our heads can either be our biggest cheerleaders or harshest critics? Think about it. We all have that inner monologue running constantly, right? And sometimes, it sounds like a drill sergeant barking orders or a grumpy commentator raining on our parade. But what if we could flip the script? What if those voices became supportive allies, whispering words of encouragement and belief instead of negativity? That's the magic of positive self-talk. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, easy there. Just telling myself to be positive doesn't always work. Life throws curveballs, right? You're absolutely right. Life isn't a sunshine and rainbows marathon. But the way we talk to ourselves in those tough moments can make all the difference. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of positive self-talk. 1. Become aware of your inner dialogue. First step is recognizing what those little voices are saying. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Are they mostly supportive, or do they lean towards negativity? Think about situations where you feel stressed or anxious. What kind of language pops up? You might be surprised by what you discover. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Once you're aware of those negative thought patterns, it's time to challenge them. Don't just accept them as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, when we dig deeper, we realize that those negative thoughts are distorted or exaggerated. 3. Reframe with positivity. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing your thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of saying, I can't do this, tell yourself, this is challenging, but I'm capable of learning and growing. Even small shifts in language can make a big difference. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Everyone makes mistakes, faces setbacks, and has moments of self-doubt. Be kind to yourself during those times, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you're doing your best. 5. Affirm your strengths. Make time to celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Remind yourself of your talents, skills, and positive qualities. By focusing on your strengths, you build a foundation of self-belief and resilience. Think about the last time you faced a challenge. Maybe it was a tough deadline at work, a personal setback, or even just a frustrating day. How did you talk to yourself during that experience? If those voices were mostly negative, imagine how things might have gone differently if you had approached it with more self-compassion and positive affirmations. Let's say your presentation at work didn't go exactly as planned. Instead of letting your inner critic spiral with abandon, I'm such a failure. What if you said to yourself, okay, that didn't go perfectly, but I learned from it. Next time, I'll focus on, see the difference. Remember, positive self-talk isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing how we respond to challenges and setbacks. By cultivating a more positive inner dialogue, we can build resilience, boost our confidence, and ultimately create a happier, more fulfilling life. So, my friends, I challenge you to start paying attention to those inner voices. Challenge the negativity, reframe your thoughts with positivity, and celebrate your strengths. You've got this. And remember, even if you stumble along the way, be kind to yourself and keep moving forward. Want to share your own experiences with positive self-talk? Head over to our social media pages. I'd love to hear your stories and insights. Don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint so you don't miss a single episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. Until next time, keep striving for excellence in everything you do.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.